Welcome to the American Cafe. I'm your host, David Byrd. They made some of the most influential music in American history, but only a select group of fans knows their names. This week, we talk with the director of an award-winning documentary, Sidemen: Long Road to Glory, about the blues players who helped give birth to rock and roll.
You know, this is part of our heritage. It's great music, and it's really inspiring a tremendous amount of music around the world.
That's Scott Rosenbaum. We'll talk music, his movie, and the influence of these legendary players on this week's American Cafe.
That piano player going crazy. Hello, hello. Hello, here, here, you. Who is you?
If you are a fan of rock and roll music, you probably know the names Muddy Waters and Howlin' Wolf. The two African-American musicians influenced some of the biggest names in rock and roll, including Eric Clapton, the Beatles, the Rolling Stones, and Led Zeppelin. But what you might not know is that the members of their bands, the Sidemen, played just as big a role as the marquee performers. A new documentary, Sidemen: Long Road to Glory, looks at the lives of three of these musicians, pianist Pinetop Perkins, drummer Willie Big Eyes Smith, and guitarist Hubert Sumlin. In the film, Perkins lays out the life of a sideman in no uncertain terms.
I've been a sideman a long time. I'm one of the old Cane Biscuit boys from Helena, Arkansas, with Sonny Boy Williamson. Sideman. I was Robert Nighthawk. Sideman. Okay. I was with Earl Hooker. Still a sideman. Sold that. I said, no, I ain't got nothing. I was getting the scraps. They're getting the money.
The film, directed by Scott Rosenbaum, features numerous modern musicians, including guitarist Joe Bonamassa, Bonnie Raitt, Joe Perry, Susan Tedeschi, Derek Crux, and the late Greg Allman, paying tribute to the three blues men. Scott Rosenbaum told me by Skype that he decided to profile the trio after meeting them on the set of his 2009 movie, The Perfect Age of Rock and Roll.
I got to spend the day with them. And during lunch breaks, I got to speak to them and hear these firsthand tales of life on the road with Muddy Waters and Howlin' Wolf and, you know, even some of these other great giants of the blues that these men had grown up with in many cases. Pinetop Perkins knew Robert Johnson, personally, which to me, you know, it's this great mythology, but yet you're speaking to someone who had a firsthand experience with somebody like Robert. So, you know, growing up with rock and roll and then discovering the blues the way so many people did through, you know, the British invasion, seeing the Last Waltz and discovering that there's this thing called the blues when Muddy Waters came out, it all kind of coalesced around that experience. And I told my producers at the time that I wanted to do a documentary to, you know, really highlight who these men were and the impact that they had on all the great rock and roll music that I grew up loving. And, you know, clearly at the time when we started Perfect Age of Rock and Roll, Pinetop was 94, 95 years old. And, you know, it was very clear that there was not only music, but American history right before us, and it was going to vanish. You know, I never could have anticipated all three of them passing in the same year as they did in the midst of filming, but it was really all about trying to capture these incredible lives, unsung in many respects, and pay homage to them for the great music that they were a part of and the great music that they inspired that I really loved.
Rosenbaum's film tells how each of the men came from abject poverty in the Jim Crow South and moved to Chicago to become part of the blues scene there.
I've been a boy. You can't believe what I say. I've been on my way. And you can't believe what I say.
But it would take the British invasion, where groups such as the Beatles, the Rolling Stones, and others brought the blues back to America, for most of their own country to hear the blues men. Scott Rosenbaum says that racism in America played a role in the blues musicians not receiving their due.
Certainly at that time, and it was called race music, it was underappreciated, I'd say vastly underappreciated. And you see it in the film with Keith Richards and Walter Trout pointing it out, that it really had to be appreciated by the Brits. And then really, I guess, in some way transformed into rock and roll and brought back this way for, as Walter says, you know, Americans to wake up and say, you know, this is part of our heritage. It's great music, and it's really inspiring a tremendous amount of music around the world. So, you know, certainly race played a tremendous part in, you know, the lack of appreciation for the music at the time.
Perkins, Smith, and Sumlin all died within months of one another in 2011. Ironically, Perkins and Smith had just won their first ever Grammy Award for Best Blues Album. Despite their influential roles, none of the three musicians is in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland, Ohio. Scott Rosenbaum says he hopes that will change, especially for Hubert Sumlin.
You can cite chapter and verse the guitar gods that literally make up the pantheon of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, from Jimi Hendrix and Clapton and Jimmy Page and certainly all the guys in the Stones, Jeff Beck, Stevie Ray Vaughan. I mean, it is the Mount Rushmore of rock guitar gods. Every one of them, to a man, will say Hubert Sumlin was a significant influence. And, you know, it's sad. It's definitely one of the torches that we are carrying, and hopefully with the wider release of the film, it will bring wider awareness. And, you know, hopefully in the near future that will be rectified, and he'll be posthumously inducted and perhaps smiling down on the situation.
Sidemen: Long Road to Glory has won several awards at film festivals around the United States. It was nominated for Best Documentary at the 2016 South by Southwest Festival in Texas. Now the movie is available exclusively for pre-order on Apple iTunes as of June 4th. The DVD will be released on July 18th. So, what do you think? Are you a blues fan? Would you watch this film? Who are your favorite musicians? Let us know by logging on to our Facebook page, VOA American Cafe. You can find other episodes of our program on voanews.com. Until next time, I'm David Byrd. Thanks for listening.